Cases of West Nile virus are on the rise in the United States. This year, every state in the country, except Hawaii and Alaska, have recorded cases of the mosquito-borne illness, which is carried by birds. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, Alaska has never documented a case of the sometimes deadly disease being contracted in the state.
There's no telling exactly how many birds migrate to and from Alaska each year or how many mosquitoes breed in the state's 287,000 square miles of wetlands and swamps. Some experts wonder if there's a connection between this year's outbreak of West Nile virus in the lower 48 and climate change. But state epidemiologist Louisa Castrodale says it may take more than birds, mosquitoes, and a changing climate to spread the virus to Alaska.
It's not like we could say, you know what, if our average temperature increases 1 degree, we're going to see it. There's a lot of factors going on with the ecology and the wildlife, with the mosquitoes. I mean, it's just, I think it's hard to predict if we would ever see it. And, you know, what exactly needs to change for the birds or the mosquitoes or temperature? I think it's pretty hard to predict.
According to NPR, all birds are susceptible to the disease, but it's more likely to kill corvids, birds like ravens, jays, and crows. Robins seem to spread the virus more widely than other birds because they can breed more than once in a season. Castrodale says those are the birds Alaska's Department of Health focused on when they started looking for the virus nearly a decade ago.
There was federal funding that was available to pursue things like testing of birds, testing of mosquito, developing laboratory capacity in state for that. And so we were fortunate to receive some of that. You know, I think it was like 2003 to 2006 or so.
As the Center for Disease Control learned more about where West Nile had the greatest impact, officials redistributed available funding to monitor and manage the virus. That didn't include funding in Alaska. State and federal authorities still monitor wildlife for the disease, but Castrodale says the health department isn't worried about an outbreak this far north anytime soon.
I think at this point, with what we know and what other people are learning about the species of mosquito, the time that virus stays in birds, the type of birds that are migrating and when, I mean, it's a big, complicated picture. And so, at this point, we're not worried about it. It could be that the ecology changes and we might have more concern in the future. But at this point, it doesn't seem like it's likely in the future.
Texas has been hardest hit this summer. Of the nearly 1,600 cases in the lower 48, more than 700 were reported in the Lone Star State. More than 60 people have died from the virus this year. People who are infected can develop a lifelong immunity. The CDC estimates that 3 million Americans have been infected with the virus since it first showed up in the U.S. in 1999. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.